Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will remain mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Saturday, a 30% chance of showers and storms, mainly after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 80. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low around 64. New rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. And on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms again possible throughout the day with a high near 79. And in the news for today, the race between Republican Senator Ron Johnson and his Democratic challenger, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, has tightened into a dead heat, with Johnson now leading by a percentage point in the latest Marquette Law School poll. Democratic Governor Tony Evers maintains a slight three-point lead over Republican challenger Tim Michaels in the poll released on Wednesday. But in both races, the gap between candidates is within the margin of error for the polls, making the races essentially a toss-up. The new poll shows Johnson edging Barnes 49-48% among likely voters, erasing the seven-point lead Barnes had in the poll's August survey. The swing has come almost entirely among independent voters and follows weeks of attack ads against Barnes by the Johnson campaign. In Marquette's August poll, Barnes was favored over Johnson 52-45% among likely voters. Among registered voters, a broader group, independents, favored Barnes by an even wider margin, 52-38% for Johnson. This information is being shared with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. The Biden administration has approved Wisconsin's plan to spend more than $78 million in federal funds as part of an effort to build a nationwide electric vehicle charging network. In a letter dated Wednesday, the Federal Highway Administration notified State Transportation Secretary Craig Thompson that the state could immediately begin receiving its share of $900 million in funding authorized by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Wisconsin was one of 34 states to receive plan approval, that according to a report from the La Crosse Tribune. President Biden aims to have 500,000 chargers across America with a network of fast charging stations across 53,000 miles of freeways from coast to coast with federal funding intended to help the private sector fill in existing gaps. Again, information for this report came in part from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks to all the listeners who made donations to WDRT on Thursday during our one-day fall pledge drive, we made the goal of $12,000 and in doing so made the $5,000 challenge match from Organic Valley Dairy Cooperative. On Saturday, WDRT celebrates its 12th year on the air. The first broadcast was on September 17, 2010. WDRT is a volunteer-based, listener-sponsored, non-commercial community radio station. We recently increased our signal strength and are currently operating at 1,400 watts of power. We should have the full 2,800-watt signal in full operation by mid to late October. Thanks for your continued support of the station. Now, please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.